Very exciting time, isn't it? This is my daughter, Alex. If we haven't met before, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Peter Noble, and I am the youth minister here at Berwick, and I have the privilege of serving the youth here on Friday nights during school term. And I'd love to get to know you after the sermon and have a chat over a cup of coffee. And I'm going to be bringing the word tonight. So, hey kids, what's the most important thing we should do before we preach God's word? Pray. Let's do it. All right. Heavenly Father, I just pray that these words today would be not mine but yours. I pray that they would be honoring to your name. And I pray that by your Holy Spirit, Lord, you'd open our spiritual eyes to what you have to say to us today in Jesus' name. And everyone who agreed said, amen. Amen. Awesome. Who here is excited about Easter? Yeah? Did anybody here get to eat some Easter eggs? Yep. Probably too many. Yeah, right. Well, who here needed to be reminded that Easter was coming? Nobody. One person. Okay. Did anybody forget that Easter was on this weekend? Did anyone forget at any point? Maybe one or two. And then someone had to say to you, well, it's Easter time. Let me remind you what's going on. But most people don't need to be reminded, do they? Because Easter's pretty important. So the big question I have for you, and it goes out to everybody, is have you ever forgotten, hey kids, listen in, have you ever forgotten something extremely important? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever forgotten something very, very important? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever needed to be reminded of something that was so critically important, and at the time when you were supposed to remember it the most, you actually forgot it? Has that ever happened to you? Well, why don't we put the first slide up? Has anyone here ever forgotten their homework before? Right? Has anyone, yeah? You've come into school one morning and the teacher's like, homework's due, and you haven't even started it. Perhaps, listen in, okay, Perhaps you were supposed to clean your room. Next slide. All right? You were supposed to clean your room and you forgot. Has that ever happened to you? All right, All right, guys, listen up. Come on. Good sitting. All right. Perhaps there are some parents in here who, next slide, perhaps they forgot some special dates, maybe a kid's birthday or a wedding anniversary. Yeah? I mean, I'm not going to ask for hands up for that, all right, because I know people are guilty, all right? There are people who are guilty for that. But we do it, don't we, church? Kids, don't we do it? Don't we all forget things? We all forget things sometimes. And the title of my message today is, Let Us Not Forget. Next slide. Don't forget, okay? The title of today is called, Don't Forget. Wait, hey guys. Hey. Shh. Just listen in. Okay. There are three things I want to share with you today. You guys ready for this? There are three things. The first thing is this, all right, is that we don't bury people that are alive, okay? Unless it's a horror movie, all right? We don't bury people. We bury people that have passed away, don't we? All right? Number two, you won't find people alive buried in a cemetery, okay? All right? Has anyone ever found somebody alive in a cemetery? No, I don't believe you. And the last thing I want to talk about is that we all need to be reminded of things that are very important because we forget them sometimes when we need to remember them the most. Okay. So point number one, if you've got your Bibles with you, if you still have them, you're going to need them open. Josiah is on point. I love it. We're going to be looking here. So from these two Bible readings, starting at verse 50, we can see that a good Jewish man named Joseph had collected the body of Jesus and buried him in a tomb. Now, historically, this fact of Jesus being buried is very, very important, okay? Because, what was the first point again? We don't bury people that are right. okay? And the women, they wanted to put perfume, all right, and spices on Jesus' body because his body was what? Starting to smell. Because Jesus had what? He had died, okay? So we don't bury people that are alive, we bury people that are
dead.
That's right. So the fact that Jesus has died is very, very important. It's a very important historical fact concerning the gospel. So important and so crucial to Christians and what we believe. In fact, we've actually put it in our creed. Do you guys know the creed, the Apostles' Creed? Have you heard about it? It says that Jesus, he was crucified, he died and was
risen.
No, he buried. He was, but he does rise, all right? That's important too. This piece of the Apostles' Creed, guys, is so critical to our faith and the reliability of the Gospels, that the testimonies of the Apostles and what we believe concerning Jesus' death, that he was buried, is pivotal. Alright? Some good behavior here. Maybe some Easter eggs afterwards, we'll see. Alright. My second point. Oh, sorry, in conclusion, we don't bury people that are
alive.
Very good. We're learning something. Point number two. Alright? Upon returning to the tomb, the women come to the tomb. And they found Jesus' body where?
In the tomb.
Nowhere.
It wasn't in the tomb. It was gone. It was out of there. And suddenly, what appeared in the tomb? Two what? Two
angels.
It says men, but we believe they'd be angels. And then from verse 5, you can follow with me. I'm going to read it. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? So my second point is this. You will never find people alive in the what?
Grave.
In the grave, in the cemetery. All right? Very good. Unless of course it's a groundskeeper, or maybe a funeral director, or an Anglican priest looking for a job. All right? That was a joke, by the way. That's right. I'm laughing on the inside. Have you guys ever seen somebody alive that was buried?
No.
Because we bury people that are what?
Dead.
That's right. You guys are good at this. Maybe you guys should do the next sermon.
Yeah.
Now, the angels say again, why do you look for the living among the dead? Now, Jesus was not among the dead. Although he truly died, was truly buried, but friends, his place, he being the rightful Son of the living God and fully man, the hypostatic union for you, if you want to get into that at some point, Jesus' rightful place is actually not among the dead. Do you guys know this? Why isn't Jesus' rightful place among the dead? Because he's what? He's God's son, but where is he? What happened to Jesus? He died and he rose again. So Jesus is what?
Alive.
Right. In fact, I would say that Jesus' rightful place is among who? The living ones. Yeah? Yeah? In fact, this is my own thoughts here. I would even go so far to say that Jesus' place is not just amongst the living ones. I would say Jesus' place is life. Because Jesus actually gives us life. In fact, the Bible tells us that everything has been created through God's Son, Jesus. Security to the stage. Security to the stage. We're being overrun. Nothing has life without Jesus. This is pretty important, guys. Check this out. Nothing has life without Jesus. Everything is made by him. Everything is made for him. And everything is made through him. Everything points back to Jesus. This is pretty powerful stuff. So Jesus has authority over death. All right, let's keep it down, guys. You're doing really well. Doing really well. We're almost finished. His motivation to die for us was his love. Now, my third and final point. What was my last point?
Jesus.
It's that we easily what? We what?
Forget.
We forget. Okay, so if we easily forget, we need to remember from verse 6. The angel said what in verse 6? He says, he has risen. He is not here, he has risen. Now notice what the angel says, guys. You're listening in? This is the most important point. Check this out. Stay with me. Hey, stay with me. The angel said, remember how we told you while he was still with you in Galilee. Verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified on the third day and be raised again. And what does verse 8 say? Then they remembered. Friends, as we finish, and I'm speaking to the church here, as well as the children, let us not forget so easily the things that are so important when we need to remember them the most. I think it's easy for us to look at the Bible, look at the story to look at the narrative and go, how easily could you have forgotten that Jesus was to rise again on the third day? But I think we're all a little bit like the characters in the Bible, and we forget. I would say, can you sit down, honey? I would say that Good Friday, hey, listen in, guys. I would say that Good Friday shouldn't actually be called Good Friday. Do you know why? Everyone says, oh, it's Good Friday. I actually don't think it should be called Good Friday. I think I might put in a referendum and get it changed to Great Friday. Do you know why it should be called Great Friday? Because, have a guess, what do you think? Because it's about what? Right. So the fact that Jesus has died, was buried, and rose again for our sins, is that okay news? Is that good news? Okay. I actually think it's the greatest news that we could ever hear. Can you grab a seat? Security. Whose child is this? I'm going to finish with just a short story. It's my last story. Listen in, guys. Who here can tell me that their parents give them a big hug before they go to bed? Who does that? Yeah? Awesome. Sometimes when I put Passion to bed, this is my daughter Passion, and sometimes I put her to bed. Yep, it's alright. It's okay. Sometimes when I put Passion to bed, I give a really big hug. And sometimes it's so hard, it's like I squeeze her and she's almost about to pop, right? She's like, ugh. And I'll say to Passion, Passion, can Daddy crush you? And she says, yes, Daddy. And I say, will Daddy crush you? And she says, no, Daddy. And I say to her, why won't I crush you? And she says, because you love me, Daddy. And then I say to her, Passion, can God crush us? And she says, yes, Daddy, he can. I say, Passion, will God crush us? And she says, no, Daddy. And I say, why won't God crush us? Because he loves us, Daddy. I want to remind you all today that God's motivation to go to the cross is his unconditional love for you. His motivation to go to the cross is because he loves his people. And I want to encourage you to remember that. Like my little friend on the screen, don't forget it. Don't forget it. It is the most important thing to remember, that God loves you. He loves his people. He's coming after you because he loves you. Don't forget it in that hour when you need to hear that the most. Let's not forget. Let's pray, shall we? All right, let's pray to finish. Dear Jesus, we just thank you for tonight. We just thank you for your word. And we thank you for Easter, that you came and that you died for us. Let us not forget in the hour that we need to remember the most your love for us and why you came to die for us. Because you love us. Help us to remember. And help us not to forget, but help us to remember and tell the world about you and what you've done for us. And everyone who agreed said,
Amen.
Bless you.